Ja, hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Headlock, dem Pro Wrestling Podcast. Und herzlich willkommen vor allem zum Interview mit Bill Goldberg. Ich bin Olaf, ich bin euer Host und ich muss zunächst einmal eine kleine Entschuldigung aussenden, denn das Interview ist ein bisschen kürzer geraten als ursprünglich geplant. Ihr könnt euch sicherlich vorstellen, wenn jemand wie Goldberg bei 2K Games auf der Gamescom zu Gast ist, dann hat er da jede Menge Verpflichtungen, nicht nur den Fans gegenüber, sondern natürlich auch ganz vielen Journalisten und Medienvertretern gegenüber. Ich war einer von ganz vielen, die ihn sprechen konnte, hatte Glück gehabt, dass ich ein 1:1 Interview mit ihm bekommen habe, das heißt kein Gruppeninterview, sondern ich konnte ihn wirklich alleine sprechen, aber es ist ein bisschen kürzer geworden als eigentlich geplant. Ist nicht motzen, nicht schimpfen. Ich habe nämlich noch ein kleines Schmankerl für euch, nämlich ich habe im Anschluss für 2K Games einen Livestream aufgenommen. Dieser wurde über Twitch gesendet und falls ihr den verpasst habt, werde ich alsbald, sobald das Ding bei YouTube online ist, den Link teilen und das sind wirklich gut 40 Minuten, wo ich mit Goldberg spreche über Gott und die Welt, von seiner WCW-Karriere über die Rückkehr zu WWE bis hin zu Katzen und Autos. Und es war wirklich ein nettes Interview und ich hoffe, dass ich euch das bald zeigen kann, aber bis dahin gibt es erstmal hier das 1:1 Interview mit Goldberg von mir für euch. Viel Spaß. Goldberg, once again, and it's been a long time seeing you with a WWE product around. How does it feel to be back?
You know, I'm honored. I really am. I'm honored. I'm privileged. I'm in the right place at the right time again. And I got a son that drove me to making this happen.
All right.
It's a dream come true, man. It's really cool.
Really? We got SummerSlam up ahead, like 3-4 days left, and there are a lot of rumors going around that maybe Goldberg somehow is going to be interfering, is going to have an entrance, whatever. How are the chances that you're going to have a one last match?
I don't have any idea, because I'm not the guy who pays the people to have that last match. You're going to have to ask him. If the opportunity presented itself and it was to my liking...
Yeah.
Then I have no issue with it. It's not like I have to go out and train for 6 months to get in shape because I'm in better shape now than I was when I was wrestling.
Right.
I'm not as big and I'm not as strong, but I can move faster, I can jump higher, and I can kick people in the head now. There's things that I can do now that I never had cardio when I wrestled.
All right.
I didn't know what it was. So I'm a completely different person now, which could allow me the ability to possibly get away with something like that. Is there a possibility of it happening? Am I pushing for it to happen? Are they pushing for it to happen? Absolutely not.
All right.
But I could be lying. You never know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I never know. The
reality is I'm not gonna spoil it for fans.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter how bitter I am about something, no matter how whatever, I'm not going to spoil it for those kids who are going to buy the pay-per-view on Sunday because of the possibility that Goldberg might come back. Mm. You know? So
one of our followers actually asked, his name was King Arthur, by the way, so really like strange name, but he asked if you would be returning to...
The King of the Britons?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. he asked if you would return to WWE, who would you want to feud with or to fight with, and where would that fight happen?
See that guy right there?
Yeah.
He's got a big mouth.
Yeah.
And he's a bully. And from what I understand, back in the day, there are not many people to stand toe-to-toe with him.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's bigger and badder, and I'm smaller and older. And now it might be even. He might have a chance. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that I had never wrestled before, and that would be awesome to get to be able to... But, you know, the fact is I'm older now, man, and I don't present the same package that I did back in the day. Mm. But to be... But that's what's so cool about this game, is I can go against any one of them.
Yeah.
Past, present, future. You know, these people are going to be stars, you know, down the road. I can pick them out right now because they're in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can have matches with them that could you know, be monumental.
Yeah. But nowadays, superstars are way smaller than they were back in your days. And I remember that back when you were an active wrestler for WCW, WWE, you weren't that big of a fan of wrestling smaller guys. Has your perspective...
Doesn't make sense. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Unless Rey Mysterio drives a pickup truck and runs over Kevin Nash, it makes no sense for the two of them to get in the ring together, except for entertainment. You want to look at reality. The reality is something completely different. But that's where I missed out, in that I took things too literally, and I overlooked the capacity of the possibility of something being far-fetched, but yet at the same time being extremely entertaining because it's so far-fetched.
Yeah.
So I missed that boat. I wasn't of that opinion when I was a fan, because I wasn't a fan that much, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that was I'd change that about myself.
Okay. So do you think that you're looking back, like, way more relaxed nowadays than you maybe did, like, 10, 15 years ago?
I'm 49 years old.
Yeah.
I don't wake up in the morning and eat, you know, and drink a half a pot of coffee, train for 3 hours, eat 10,000 calories of food, take a nap, and go repeat. I wake up at 6:30 in the morning, I eat a bowl of Cheerios, and I watch SpongeBob with my son. So, I mean, the fact is that the older you get, the more responsibilities you have, and the more the repercussions of your actions speak volumes. Mm-hmm. I had an incident with my son in the back of the car one time where I was not a fan of what the person in front of me did in their vehicle, and I took it upon myself to prove a point.
All right.
That was the most irresponsible thing I've ever done in my entire life.
All right.
And back in the day, I did that all the time. I felt like a vigilante, in that if someone cut me off, if somebody honked at me and gave me the finger, I'm going to make sure that they don't ever do that again to anybody.
All right. So what's the character you're portraying at that time? Was it really yourself?
I've never portrayed a character.
All right. So
the guy you see in the ring is me.
All right.
It's no different than me. But it's me times 10.
Yeah.
It's me at 100 miles an hour. But the value in the character is the ability to go from 100 to 0 to 100 back to 0 in a very short period of time. Mm. I had the ability to do that, and I still do.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting here smiling, and, you know, it's all wonderful. But, I mean, if you say something that I don't like and you're disrespectful, then I can snap like that. But that's human nature. That's how I deal with things, you know. And I've never – the only reason why I was good at what I did is because I wasn't acting.
Okay. Thank you for your time.